Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And welcome to part two of this episode of Steelers Mr. Tony. I wanted to welcome more people into the live chat. Ron Chess, Kathy Forehead, Donald Nolan, all my peeps. Boing boom. Nice to see everybody in the live chat. And I'm going to address a few more things before I take some questions on this part of the show. And the next thing I wanted to get into was my article about Juju Smith-Schuster and his selflessness. And I think a lot of people took that the wrong way. I think a lot of people were they read the headline and they thought, oh, he thinks that we, meaning the fans, want Juju to be a diva. That's not what I was trying to get at. What I was trying to say is if you watch how people respond online to things, it's almost like they want to be angry about something. Like I always get these whenever I write a controversial article about something, people always say, "Why do we have to read this kind of stuff? Why don't you focus on the good things?" And then you write a positive article and it gets no traction. But you write a negative article and people are all over it. No matter what the topic is, it's a topic. It could be a topic that they claim they don't want to talk about. So my point with Juju is, He's given no indication up to now. I mean, you know, the story through the first five games, he's even though he's basically their leading receiver, Chase Claypool's been getting all the attention because he's been so productive. He has 335 yards, six touchdowns. I mean, he's a major candidate for rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year, whatever. I don't know if they divide that up, but he's definitely a candidate for that award. And so people are just waiting for Smith-Schuster to turn into this diva like Antonio Brown was, and a lot of receivers have you know, that kind of behavior over the years. And like my thought was, why are you waiting for that? He's given no indication so far during his career that he's anything but a team guy. And yeah, he might, I know he annoys people a lot with his social media stuff. You know, that was a fun thing in 2017. Now it's like, oh my God, this is why this guy doesn't get ahead. You know, it's kind of, a lot of people still love that, but a lot of people have gotten off of that bandwagon and now use that as a way to criticize him. So, but he's always been a team player. And I think a wide receiver, any wide receiver, diva or no diva, is in a no-win situation, because if he doesn't produce, and people are like, well, why aren't you producing? You want all this money. You want this big contract, but you're not producing. I don't, you don't deserve that kind of money. But if he gets mad that he's not a major focal point of the offense, and people call saying they say he's being selfish, you know. But my question is, why wouldn't any receiver want to be productive? Like, that's what you do. That's your number one job is to produce. And if you're not producing, if they're not, like, I used to play flag football and I sucked, but I still wanted to get the ball all the time. And if I wasn't a focal point of my quarterback, if he wasn't looking at me, I'm like running downfield with I might as well like pull out a flare to get his attention. You know, I would get mad, you know, so why wouldn't a player of Juju's caliber not want the ball, you know? And if he's getting double teamed and triple teamed and opening things up for other receivers, great. You know, I mean, that's great, but I'm assuming he's pretty, at least internally, he's frustrated by not getting the ball. And he should be frustrated by that, because that's what receivers do. They catch the ball. And if they're not doing that, you know, I mean, like I laugh, like when I think back to like the 90s, I'm watching a lot of these games now because of the retro show, and, you know, players like Mark Bruner, who was the number one pick tight end, and Charles Johnson, who was the number one pick as a receiver. I forgot all about this. You know, I had to refresh my memory, but those guys, they came in and Cowher used them as like offensive lineman practice. He was so into running the football. You know, they had Jerome Bettis and that kind of thing. And there were years when Mark Bruner was basically a sixth offensive lineman, and Charles Johnson, you know, like I remember watching a sports segment where they did nothing but highlight his blocking. And I'm sure they didn't come into the NFL thinking, ooh, I want to be a blocker. You know, they probably wanted to be Pro Bowl receiver, you know, a Pro Bowl tight end and a Pro Bowl receiver. So, you know, I don't think we should fault a receiver for being frustrated with not getting the ball. I mean, I've heard Magic Johnson say this. I've heard Terry Bradshaw say this. Any athlete that says he doesn't care about his stats is lying. They all want to produce. They all want to have stats. Yeah, they want to win, but you know, they don't want to just like be bystanders. They don't just want to be just on the outside looking in where everybody else is producing, and they're just one of the guys. I mean, they everybody wants to feel like they're contributing. You know, it's like we want them to circle it back. We want them to be team players, but we also want to criticize them when they don't produce. So, that's all I meant by that article. Is we shouldn't sit around waiting for Juju to turn into a diva. You know, if he does, okay, he does. But up to now, we haven't seen any indication that he's that kind of guy. So that's pretty much all I wanted to say about that. And now I'm going to talk a little bit about the Titans, and then I'll take some questions. And what a game this is shaping up to be. 5-0 versus 5-0. First time the Steelers are 5-0 since 1978. I didn't even care about football back then. I used to see the United Way commercials where they would show highlights of Super Bowl X, I think, between the Steelers and the Cowboys. And I was so into Star Wars, because Star Wars was big in those days, of course. And I was five or six years old, whatever I was. And I was conditioned to believe that anybody wearing white was the good guy, and anybody dressed in black, because of Darth Vader, was the bad guy. So I used to root for the Cowboys when I would see highlights. That's how little I cared about the Steelers back then, or football in general. So That's a long time. But anyway, before I get to that, it's important that I bring up this $5 super chat question from Dave Shipley. And thank you for the donation, Dave. And here's what he has to say. Do what you do. You're a great writer and awesome host. Lane on the QB with Nelson slot again. Yep. That's back to Devin Bush. That's one of the many ways, because Mike Hilton is not playing on Sunday, and he's a valuable member of that defense, and he'll be out. And he's a great line of scrimmage. He's obviously a great blitzer, and he's great in run support. So, you know, in addition to Devin Bush, they're going to be missing Mike Hilton, who has a shoulder injury. So that's going to be interesting to see how the defense responds. But back to the Steelers and Titans. I have no doubt that the Steelers are going to score points. I really do think they're going to put up a lot of points because the Titans defense really isn't that great. They only have six or seven sacks all year. They didn't really put much pressure on the quarterback. They give up like 26 points a game, 28 points a game, something like that. So I think you could score on them. And you know, they have Malcolm Butler, but they don't have really many playmakers on that defense. So I think you can exploit them on the ground and through the air, but they do take the football away a lot. So ball control is going to be key. You know, as far as stopping their offense, yikes. I mean, Derrick Henry, the two tight ends, AJ Brown, the receiver, and I think Tannehill's a really good quarterback. I mean, he has 13 touchdowns and only two interceptions, and they've only turned the ball over three times through five games. So it's going to be a tough game. It's going to be a tough game. I think obviously the key, and you know, here's another duh comment from me, but the key is to stop Derrick Henry, which, you know, I'm confident that they can. I don't think he's going to get 200 yards like he did last week against the Texans. But I think he's going to have a pretty decent day. But will it be enough to beat the Steelers? I don't know. I kind of have a feeling the Titans are going to win this game, but nothing would shock me. I mean, I've been saying all week that I think Pittsburgh's going to lose, but I mean, the Steelers throughout history, both with Bill Cowher and Mike Tomlin, have won these kind of games. So that it wouldn't shock me if they won. No outcome is going to shock me either way. So I just think it's an exciting matchup that we get, that, you know, few fans this year are going to get fans of any team are going to get the experience, two undefeated football teams in October going at it. So, you know, it's not going to be the end of the world if they lose, but, you know, I wouldn't declare them Super Bowl champions either if they won. But, you know, it's just my advice is just to enjoy it, because these are rare, awesome matchups. So, I mean, you know, back in 2004, I watched the Steelers beat up on the Patriots and the Eagles in back-to-back weeks. Just, they were both undefeated. They came to town in back-to-back weeks with undefeated records, and Pittsburgh just beat them up. But those were the two teams that played each other in the Super Bowl. So, you know, it's only one game. It's not a playoff game, but it is an exciting matchup to have at the end of October. So I'm really looking forward to it. So with that, I will end the show about the final 10 minutes of taking some questions. And here's a comment from Dave Shipley. 42-17, is that for the Steelers? Wow, that would be quite the development. I'm sure we would all sign up for that. Here's a comment from Ezra. Sam Darnold is back up in 2021. I know there's been a recent USC quarterback curse, but Sam Darnold can ball. Yeah, well, the Jets are in contention for the Trevor Lawrence sweepstakes, being that they are winless so far. So they're the front runner. And even though they drafted Darnold pretty highly in 2018, or pretty high in 2018, things haven't quite worked out. But I remember when Sam Darnold was kind of like the Trevor Lawrence of college football, and everybody wanted his services. So I think it's I'm not sure if I'm the Jets, I realize that Trevor Lawrence is an exceptional talent, but if I'm the Jets, you invested high in a quarterback, you know, I think you owe it to him to surround him with talent. Cause I think bringing Trevor Lawrence into that mess and expecting him to be any much better than Sam Darnold, I think you're only fooling yourself. But I mean, if the Steelers can get their hands on Sam Darnold somehow, hey, you know, you're looking for Ben's heir apparent. You know, he's going to retire at some point. You might as well just take as many flyers on players as you can. I mean, they, you know, Mason Rudolph, they drafted him in the third round, hoping that he would possibly be that guy. And who knows, maybe he'll still be that guy. They brought back Josh Dobbs. They had a half a year with Devlin Hodges in 2019. So who knows? There's been talk about them training for Dwayne Haskins. at some point, which I don't, I mean, again, I don't, you know, people are worried about the heir apparent to Ben. And if they get Sam Darnold in here, great. If they get Dwayne Haskins in here, great. But my opinion has always been, they're going to find Ben's heir apparent when Ben retires. And not one moment. If they stumble upon him before that, great. But I don't think they're actively really going to make a like sacrifice a whole lot to find that guy now. If they can get Sam Darnold for a song, if they can get Dwayne Haskins for a song, great. But other than the proverbial flyer, I don't see them making a concerted effort to get Ben's heir apparent until he's gone. I joked last week that people have been wanting Steelers to groom a successor to Ben for like 10 years. I mean, that guy would be in his 30s now and probably pretty darn angry if he was still on the bench behind Ben. So anyway, let's see what else we have here. Here's a comment from Mule Skinner. Here we go. Sorry about that. The Dolphins will regret that decision to make Tua their starter. I mean, yeah, they're contending, but is Ryan, how far are they going to go anyway? Right. I mean, I realize Ryan Fitzpatrick, Fitzmagic is off to a great start, but this is his MO. He has great stretches and then he fizzles out, and their future is Tua. And, you know, the sooner you get a quarterback like that in the lineup, the better. I think you want to throw him in. And people think that you can, it goes back to grooming. People think, oh, let him sit on the bench and learn. But I think in most cases, you're better off putting a young quarterback in there and letting him grow with the team. You know, I realize it's been a struggle for Sam Darnold, but not everybody's going to have that tough of a situation as Sam Darnold is having right now. I think the Dolphins are a much better team. If they can grow, if Tua can grow with them, then great. I think that's what you have to do. I think because that position is so important. And if you're talking about, for example, getting rid of a Sam Darnold just 3 years after drafting him, that shows you how important it is to get that position right. So the sooner they can find out about Tua, the better. And plus, he's left-handed. So I'm sorry, Mule, but I'm a lefty. I got to root for the guy. I want him in there. You know, I don't think there are any in the NFL right now other than him. So we'll see what happens with that. Grooming work for Mahomes. I'm talking about a comment, but I'm not highlighting it. Let's see if we can go find that. It's from Steelers Pittsburgh. Grooming work for Mahomes. Mahomes was going to be good if he would have started from day one. He just happened to be behind Alex Smith. But if he would have started from day one, he would have been great. He's not a great quarterback because he sat on the bench for a year. He's a great quarterback because he's a great quarterback. That's just my opinion anyway. Here's one from Ron Chess. Tony, do you think with Hilton out, we see Sean Davis on defense? I would hope so. I don't think the inactives have been announced yet, but I think you have to reinforce that the secondary with as much talent as you can. And Sean Davis has a lot of experience, so I think he would be a valuable asset for them. I realize he hasn't played a whole lot this year, but he played in their system for 4 years prior to this year. He really hasn't missed a beat with the team. He just missed an offseason until he signed with Washington, and then Washington cut him, and now he's back. So I think you have to at least have him active. I realize Cam Sutton's going to be the slot corner, and someone mentioned Justin Lane as being able to maybe play some on the outside. Hey, if Justin Lane's ready, great. I hope he is. I mean, he's part of their future. He's a former third round pick. So let's see here. Here's one from Donald Nolan. I can highlight that. Question for Tony. What happened to Friday shows? Well, I don't think they're doing those anymore. I think they're they're doing them, but I think they're taping them audio only. And I think the Touchdown Under show is taped on Friday for Saturday, but I could be wrong. I'm not sure, but we always have content available on Fridays. It's just, I don't think we have it on YouTube. We just have it on the audio platforms. So I think that's why. I know Lance was doing Friday shows, but he left a while ago. So I think the Touchdown Under show sort of took its place, but they do that audio only. They tape that in Australia, and they do it, you know, they're like 12 hours ahead of us. So I don't think they can really do a live show So that's why I think that's what they're doing. But I'll look into that more for you. Here's a comment from Donna Nolan. Lane played outside last week against the Browns. Nelson moved to slot for that play. Well, there you go. So hopefully here's a comment from my friend Terry T Money. Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, always nice to have an heir apparent in today's quarterback economics. That's true, but that's a good point, Terry. But that's only there's only a few examples of that. Usually you don't get that lucky. I mean, to have an Aaron Rodgers replace a Brett Favre. I mean, that's the dream. That's the dream. I mean, and Steve Young replacing Joe Montana. Yeah, I mean, that would be great. I mean, if they can find a guy like that before Ben leaves, I'll sign my name in blood. But it's just the chances of that happening are pretty slim. I think the minute Ben retires, they're gonna find his heir apparent, put him in there like the Dolphins are doing with Tua, and see what happens. Here's another one from Donald. Is Waitman the punter this week? I think it's going to be Jordan Berry. I think they're just waiting for him to clear the COVID protocol. I think that's what the deal is. And then I think he's going to sign. He was supposed to sign on Saturday from what I read. And then I think he'll be in there on Sunday. That's my guess. But you never know how these things can go. Honestly, I don't really, I mean, I've seen the Steelers win the Super Bowl with Mitch Berger and Paul Ernster as their punters, and they were horrible. And in the 70s, Bobby Walden was their punter for the first couple of Super Bowls, and he wasn't that great. And then I've seen them not even make the Super Bowl with really great punters like Harry Newsom. I don't know if any of the longtime fans remember him, or Josh Miller was the greatest Steelers punter I've ever seen, and they never made a Super Bowl with him. So, I mean, obviously punting is important, but it's not like critical in the grand scheme of things. I mean, it's like just Dustin Colquitt was a 15-year vet and they signed him and nobody batted an eye. I mean, a running back, the second he reaches the age of 25, people are ready to send him out to pasture. So, you know, I think, you know, if it's not Jordan Berry or Waitman, it'll be somebody else, you know. So here is, see if I can find a few more. Then I will call it a day. This has been a fun show. Here's a comment from B. Williamson about Jordan Berry. He's slated to play. Yeah, I think he is. And let's see if we can take a couple more. See if I can find some new ones here. Ezra. Here's a prediction from Ezra. Although Pittsburgh 26, run and shoot 17. I don't know if you're referring to tomorrow's game, but I don't think the great thing about the Titans, and where I think the Steelers might be okay with even though they're missing Devin Bush and Mike Hilton, is they're a really straight up traditional offense. I mean, they really just, you know, a lot of two tight end sets. They don't try to fool you. I mean, they you know what you're getting with them. You're getting a lot of Derrick Henry. Mike Tomlin said in his press conference on Tuesday, yeah, they're going to punch you in the mouth. So, but you know, I think the Steelers, you know, can contain him, and they're going to be missing. I've spent so much time talking about Devin Bush and his loss, but they lost their best lineman, offensive lineman, their left tackle, Taylor Luan. He left with a knee injury, a season ending. He's done. He's out for the year with a season ending knee injury. So, you know, they're going to be scrambling to replace him. So maybe that's how Bud Dupree feasts tomorrow, or eats, as they say nowadays. Maybe he takes advantage of that whoever they have at left tackle. So, you know, they're dealing with some issues too. So I think, you know, the Steelers can score points against Tennessee. The only question is, can they slow down Derrick Henry and those tight ends and AJ Brown, and can they get to Ryan Tannehill, who's a very efficient quarterback? He doesn't get a lot of respect, including for me. I've never been a big fan, but maybe he's about to earn some. We'll see. Here's a comment from Ryan Chess. Pass rush gets to Tannehill. I hope so. Dave Shipley again. Here's another one. Opening drive TD. He's asking that question of me. Hey, hasn't happened since 2018. So I hope so. But the good thing about this team is it hasn't happened through five games, and yet they're averaging over 31 points a game. So, you know, big picture, probably not that big a deal, but it is kind of funny that it hasn't happened since 2018. Now, obviously last year, there was a huge reason why it didn't happen because of Mason Rudolph and Devlin Hodges and the problems they had on offense. But through five games for them not to score a TD, it's kind of funny. It probably goes back to a lot of people who criticize Randy Fichtner that maybe the beginning of the game is a little bit too scripted, and he wants to stick to that. Those 10 or 15 scripted plays at the beginning of a game. But, I mean, of course, a lot of coaches do that. And Dave put in a $2 super chat for that. That's how much he wants an opening drive TD. So we thank you for the $2, Dave. Hopefully it'll get off to a good start. And here's a comment from Ezra. We will phase Henry out with a double-digit lead by the third quarter. Well, that's definitely what you have to do against an offense like that. You want to put them on their heels and put them behind it and force them to start passing more. I think the more Tannehill passes, even though he's having a great year, I think the more he can be exposed. So we'll see. All right. Up with that, last question or comment. That's going to be it for today's show. And I thank you all for joining me and enjoy Sunday's game. And please check out again our whole family of podcasts, both on YouTube and on any audio platform you desire to listen to it on. You'll find it. So thanks again for joining me, and go Steelers. Have a nice, great weekend, everybody.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.